Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Men's Golf.
Welcome This Week in Auburn Men's Golf. The Tigers as a team on the road in a couple different events. An individual event at North Carolina State, and the number two ranked Tiger team is on its way to Las Vegas, as we're joined now by Tigers head coach Nick Kleiner. Before we look ahead, coach, just a look back at how your team performed at the Prestige in Indio, California.
I thought the guys did very well. You know, I wasn't there, so you know, Coach Williams was out there with the team, and you know, Josiah Gilbert's a freshman that's super dynamic, and his skill level's through the roof. And you know, he had one back after two rounds. He shot 71-68 the first 2 days, and he struggled the last day. So I looked at his stats last night on his round, shot by shot, and was kind of able to identify some things that we already know and that we got to continue to get better. And but I thought Ryan Eshelman, I think he finished tied for sixth. He continues to play just rock steady golf and continues to get better and better and better. So he's a guy that's going to definitely push to get into the lineup come postseason.
How important, with the depth on your team, how important are these individual tournaments where you can get some guys some tournament play? Because you've got another one coming up in addition to Las Vegas, the Wolfpack Invitational.
Well, Andy, they're huge. I mean, they give the guys the chance to play, to represent themselves, their families, Auburn University, which is so important to them. And also, listen, it helps us in recruiting. I mean, I'm going to have guys that are freshmen that may not have played in the starting five, but going to play the same number of tournaments than the guys that are in the starting five every week. I think that's vital for, you know, player development. I think it's vital for their success formula. Big picture, you know, I think a lot of us this day and age are very impatient, but you know, players got to buy into the process. And I think getting the opportunity to play and compete is huge.
All right. Tigers are on the road this week. The number two ranked Auburn Tigers playing in the Southern Highlands Collegiate. This is at Southern Highlands Golf Course in Las Vegas. Just talk about the schedule, if you would, coach. How much time will you get on the golf course with the team before you start play on the 25th?
We're going to fly out late tonight out of Atlanta and straight into Vegas. And then we're going to play the Summit Club tomorrow. So Discovery property, which is supposed to be fabulous. I can't wait to see it. We're not allowed on property at Southern Highlands until 11 a.m. on Saturday, and practice rounds at 1 o'clock on Saturday. So we'll have to adjust pretty quick. We have a good pre-scout. Buddy, Coach Alexander and I are going to Vegas, and we've already kind of done the pre-scout hole by hole and let the guys know what to expect and lines off the tee and kind of what the firmness and speed are going to be like, and just kind of help them get their mindset right and then start their prep work too, because you're going to see some firmness and some quickness that we may not be used to from a tournament standpoint.
You know, I've talked about this in the past, but for those that may be watching This Week in Auburn Golf for the first time on War Eagle Plus, kind of take us through a practice day that day before the tournament and the process that you with Auburn use as far as scouting a golf course. And for these guys, if it's the first time they're seeing the golf course, their process of looking at the greens and putting from different spots on the greens and different approaches and that type of thing, if you would.
Andy, we're very, very analytical world, right? So all the analytics, we'll have hole by hole showing them. If you hit it 270, if you hit it 250, if you hit it 300 yards, it'll tell you the line off the tee. It'll also tell you the scoring average relative to the PGA Tour. You know, it's an average. Let's say it's a 450-yard par 4. If you hit 250, it averages 4.2. And if you hit 300, it averages 4.05. So we'll show the statistic advantage from an analytics standpoint of what to hit off the tee box. And then we'll have the heat map. We have a heat map of every green that shows how much slope it has, where the pin placements might be, where we feel like they might be. And then we have discs. We have discs that are size of the hole that we put out on the greens that we'll pitch to and putt to and hit wedge shots to. And just trying to get, you know, what are the firmness like? What are the speed like? How's the ball reacting out of the rough? How's it reacting out of the sand? Is it spinning? Is it not spinning? Just all that stuff that we're trying to, you know, figure out in about 4.5 hours.
How quickly each day do you learn the hole placement? When do you find out the hole placement for the next round?
The night before. And so what we'll do is we'll take in their yardage books, each player. We'll we have a green maps and we have heat maps, and we'll dot where that whole location is going to be. So when they have it in the morning at breakfast, most of the guys are already going through hole by hole to see where that whole location is, so they can see how, you know, aggressive they might want to be to certain holes, or where, and where they might want to just kind of hit more towards the middle of the green and realize that, that par is a pretty good score.
Talk about the field, if you would, Coach, for the Southern Highlands.
It's great. A lot of SEC teams, a lot of Arizona State, a lot of Pac-12 teams. I guess Pac-12 is going away. So, but yeah, it's elite. North Carolina, us, so the, you know, top two teams in the country. And then you throw in the defending national champions in Florida. Obviously, you got your host in UNLV, which will always be tough to beat there because they play there quite a bit. But I guess, you know, probably has, you know, seven or eight top 20 teams in the country. So it'll be a great, you know, barometer for our guys to see where we're at. Obviously, I think we're very, very good. I think our guys think they're very, very good. But as I told them yesterday in a brief team meeting, that nothing's given. You know, you guys have been ranked one or two in the country all year, but you have to earn everything. And you have to earn it every week. And you'll definitely have to earn it in the postseason. So it gives us another barometer to see how good we really are.
Wind is always a factor, especially when you're playing in Hawaii or you're playing on the East Coast. But boy, wind can be a factor in Las Vegas as well, right?
You can get some crazy winds. You can get some crazy weather out there. Obviously cold at night, desert. And then, you know, it looks like the forecast will be pretty good. Warm. I think the second round is supposed to blow about 15 to 25. You just don't ever know. It depends on what part of Vegas you're in. Hopefully we don't get any of those dust storms and blowing 40 plus, but the weather looks pretty good. It doesn't look like it's going to be too cold. I think last year, we didn't play last year there, but last year I heard it was really, really cold. So I think we're going to luck out this week and have some, you know, mid to high 60s, just like it is in Auburn right now. So it should be some pretty good scoring weather.
How many will you send, Coach, to the Wolfpack Invitational in Raleigh for the individual tournament?
We'll send four guys there. You know, Caden Pope will play there as a freshman, Josiah Gilbert, freshman, and then we'll have Hal Dove and Alex Vogelsong, two of our fifth-year seniors, to go there. And once again, it's another opportunity for them to improve, to compete, and also, you know, make a statement of, hey, I belong in the starting five. You know, it's just continue to we tell our guys, hey, you control your own destiny. And that's the beauty of our sport, right? You go out there and compete and you perform and you play well, then you're going to be right where you need to be come postseason.
Thank you for the visit today, Coach. Safe travels. Wish you all the best this weekend. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Nick Kleinert on This Week in Auburn Men's Golf.